Good morning. You're listening to WDRT in Viroqua. The name of our show is Conversations. My name is Steve Brandl. I'm one of the rotating hosts of the show. And today we're excited to have from Cashton, the folks from Lynn's Home Center. And we have Dwayne, Lori, and Aaron joining us right now. Welcome, folks from Lynn's Home Center.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Steve.
Yeah, we're real excited to have you here, and we're going to talk about all things hardware and all things cashed in and that sort of thing. So why don't we just start right in on it, Dwayne. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Lynn's Home Center. How long has it been around? Where did you come from?
My folks bought it back in 1973, March 13th. 1973, Friday. Dad wasn't too superstitious. That's
Friday the 13th in 1973.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Got to start sometime.
There you go. He bought it from Lee Brothers. The Lee Brothers were Burton, Arvid, and Vern. They were getting towards retirement age. Dad had always wanted to own his own business. When we bought the store, Bert stayed on, and so did Arvid. Bert stayed on in the store. He was more the customer, took care of the store. The other two were out in the country. Arvid helped Dad do more of the service work out in the country. They stayed on until they retired and got Social Security age. When he took over, it was just it was a hardware store, and they sold Maytag appliances, Monarch, range, electric, gas ranges, and had deal of Aldair equipment.
All right.
and a hardware store with it. Dad had been familiar with Aldair equipment because he worked for Flugsted Hardware here in Viroqua back in the mid-60s. And when we moved up there, he was working for Burnett Hardware, which I was on Main Street where Buzzy's is right now.
Okay, yeah.
And so we moved from there up there and took over. And when we got there, the store itself, the layout just had flat tables on it, like the table we have in front of us here. I mean, it was tables like that and just merchandise piled on top of it. Wasn't really any rhyme or reason. I mean, it kind of sections, but I mean, you had to dig through things to find things.
Sure. It was more of a dollar store feel kind of thing.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, more of a dollar store feel, right. Yeah. So at that time, I don't know who they were. We joined our own hardware buying group, which was out of Minneapolis at the time. That's where we were getting our hardware, and we continued with the appliances and the deal of Aldair equipment, which is what we kind of specialized in. Well, we're still in appliances. We got out of the dairy business about the mid-90s. We had been in it, but the equipment, when we were in it, the equipment was a lot smaller. The dairies were a lot smaller, and they just kept getting bigger and bigger, and the equipment just kept getting bigger and bigger, and we just...
More complicated.
Yes, yeah. and more. We had to get either bigger equipment to move what we had going on, and we just decided to bow out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would guess the early 80s is when we started got into the heating and air conditioning end of the business.
Okay.
I remember 1984 was the first year we put in a high-efficient gas furnace, these gas furnaces that you with PVC venting.
Sure.
That was the first year we put one. We put three in that year. One of them happened to be our house because we were heating with oil burners at the time.
Sure.
Dad thought we should get a furnace in the house because we had a little guy coming along here, which his name is Aaron. he didn't want him touching the oil stoves and get to burn his hands.
So, oh, okay.
So that's how that come about.
Okay. Yeah, you're amazingly diversified still, even though you don't have the milking equipment anymore. I mean, you're doing you know, not only the hardware store, but you're doing the HVAC repair and generators and handyman service and things like that. That's still for today.
Oh, yeah.
Day and age, it seems really diversified.
Yeah. And we've still stayed with the appliances. I mean, we handle Whirlpool, Maytag, and a Manna, and we do the sales and the service. I mean, we try and we deliver, take care of them from when we deliver it to. If you have problems, just give us a call.
Sure. And the hardware store itself, is that in the original spot?
Yes, there's been a hardware store in that corner of Wisconsin and Maine for over 100 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Mark's brothers back in the 20s had it. Lee brother's father bought in with the Marx's sometime back in there. I don't know. I don't have exact dates. But then he bought out the Marx brothers, and then it became his sons took over, and we took over from their sons.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful old building. It's an older building. And, it has the old hardwood floor with years and years of varnish on it and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's squeaky in a few spots, I suppose. And,
oh, yeah, it's got the squeaks. That's
standard equipment.
Yeah.
The variety that you have, and it's big. It really does have everything from paint to hardware to appliances.
Yeah, we try and keep a little bit of everything, and over the years, we've kept trying to add to the selection, trying to expand. We got rid of the tables kind of early 80s, I suppose. Dad, Montgomery Wards, if anybody remembers Montgomery Wards and lacrosse, but he went down and bought, when they went out of business, bought some of the used fixtures down there, and he took out the tables, put those in. But they weren't, they worked really well. They were just getting old when we got them. And then we started with what we have now in the late 90s. Those are 4 foot high. We went to 8 foot high shelves so we could get display things better, and expand our inventory. Through the years, we've just taken sections, added that to it. Then we remodeled the basement, so we've added merchandise down there. So we have our shovels and power wash equipment and sprayers and PVC pipe and pipe fittings and keep a lot of our parts down there.
Sure. You probably have local contractors and stuff source things from you as well with PVC and
we
builders
do that, yes.
and what have
yep,
you.
Yep. yep, that we do.
Right. Well, great. And Aaron, why don't you tell us about what your part of the business is?
Oh, okay. Right now I'm kind of taking over the service side of it, trying to take stuff off Dad's plate. I mean, he's been running it for a while now, so trying to move in slowly and trying to take over the service side, so schedule the guys where they're going and what jobs to be done and when to do them and all that.
Okay. And how many folks do you have working with you, like on the HVAC and delivery folks, and what's the total crew look like?
Well, yeah, there's four of us on service every day. And then there's a couple inside the store. We got Jane in the store, and we got Steph in the store part-time. Dad's in the store full-time. And then we got Ben Nichols, Brandon Dunham, and Chris Lawton, and myself out on service.
And that's on HVAC or deliveries
everything. That's one of the skills to work up there. You got to be able to work on a lot of different things, and we have a really good core of guys that can do that right now.
Right. And do the manufacturers put a lot of demands on, like, training and things like that for repair, let's say, Maytag? Do you handle Maytag? And, do they say, you got to go to school once a year and learn the newest and greatest, or how does that sit?
They do have trainings that we can get to online to look at things, because things do keep changing. On the furnace end of it, they have they also have trainings in different area or online. A lot of times they'll have it in a lacrosse or Madison or someplace we have to drive to. And we one other person, my brother Matt, he also works up there. He comes in when we need a little help. He years ago he was working he worked up there, and then he bowed out for a while. Now he's he'll come up when I need a little help. He'll come up and work again.
Utility infielder kind
of thing. That's what he is, yeah.
Well, good. Everybody needs extra hands every once in a while.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So that's fantastic. And so the interesting part about your location is I think a lot of folks, like, the, you know, you drive through Cashton and you're coming into town, you go by the school and, you know, past the grocery store. But you're one street to the west, which is really the old Main Street, right?
Yes, yes. We're on the old Main Street. Well, it's still Main Street.
It is Main Street, yeah.
I just say we're in the center of the loop. That's if you want to make the loop in Cashton, you'll go by the store.
You'll definitely get there, huh?
That's right.
Is that, I know a railroad used to come through Cashton. Was the rail there, or was the rail more on the east side of town?
More on the east side.
Over
where the bank is at is where the railroad station, or, well, where the tracks went through.
Sure.
Hanson's IGA is, that's right in that area is where the tracks were.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you can tell kind of by the older depot style of where they used to drop off lumber or pick up the lumber or that sort of thing. So, but a lot of historic older buildings right where you're at, built in the 30s, am I right there?
Or older. The building we're in was built around 1940. The original building burnt there was always a little debate there, but 1939, and this one was built in 1940. And next, we've expanded to, we bought the next two buildings next to us. One is, well, it has been, when we bought it was the old, it was the village office when we bought it.
Okay.
And the next one up, they had expanded that, but that's the old bank building where Scott's dad, it's the old bank building.
Right.
They've moved twice since that, but it is the old bank building of Cashton.
So that's the same folks that have the brand new bank there in town?
Yes. It's just, it wasn't in their name back when it was there.
Got it. Okay. And so those buildings that were built around the 30s, you said you're expanding into the next door. What's going to be going there?
We've just put more of our appliances over there. The appliances, the water heaters, the water softeners, the air conditioners. It's just trying to, so we have a little more room for the hardware part of it. Better display what we have instead of having it all crunched up. I mean, we're trying to get it so people can see more what we have instead of having to ask.
Okay.
They can walk around in there and maybe see what we have instead of having to ask.
Right. A little more elbow room there, so that's good. And Lori, what's your role at the business?
Well, actually, I don't have a role there. I always worked out of the whole, other jobs to help support the family, you know.
Sure.
And so I'm just kind of there as a support system for Dwayne and Aaron and the family.
Okay, great. And what kind of career did you have when you were working out? A little bit of everything?
No, well, I worked for Northern Engraving Corporation in Sparta as a human resource generalist for 31 years.
Okay, wow. Well, that's great. And plus you get to be the therapist for the business owners when they come home at night and are talking about their realities. Is that a part of it too, or?
Oh, sure. I'm the listening, the sound block, you know.
Sure.
And if I go up to the store, then, you know, they always try to be more careful since I was HR.
That's right.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say.
Right.
So, well, great. Just want to remind folks that you are listening to WDRT in Viroqua, 91.9 FM. The name of the show is Conversations. We're talking with the folks from Lynn's Home Center. You can listen to us, or I should say you are listening to us now on Thursday morning, but you can always feel free to listen to this show and other shows on the archives, wdrt.org. We're going to take a short break and be right back. Thank you. All right, so we're back with the crew from Lynn's Home Center. I know that there's a number of different distributors that do hardware distribution. Doesn't Ace have a big location in La Crosse? And,
yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and you work with Do It Best Hardware. So tell us about that. How long have you been with them? And there's been some merging up of different distributors over the years. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've been with Do It Best since 98. Before that, we were with our own hardware. That's who we started with. Those two merged. We became Do It Best. We stayed with them, and we've been through them, been with them a number of years now. In the last couple years, they have acquired a couple more distributors, one being Hardware Hank out of Minnesota, northern Minnesota, or the Twin Cities area.
Okay.
They acquired them a year and a half ago, 2 years ago maybe, I'll say. And then just recently, True Value came. Those two merged together.
Really? Oh, wow. Those are big names.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hardware Hank is more of a Midwestern company, but True Value is nationwide. So adding those two should really help it with the buying power. I mean, that's the more people you'll have, you can, the buying power, you can get a better deal on what you're buying, and that's where it's a numbers game.
Sure. So they are the ones that negotiate deals with Milwaukee and DeWalt and your nuts and bolts,
yes,
providers, and then you get that discount or whatever because you have so many independent stores that join up with that,
yes,
and buy it. And I suppose that's to the big box stores. That's the battle of the big box stores, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, get a volume discount like they have.
Yeah, they have the buy. They have all these stores nationwide, or you can almost go worldwide, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And that's who you're competing against.
Sure.
So Do It does a lot. They buy a lot of things, and they have different warehouses around the U.S. that we pull out of Dixon, Illinois, is where our warehouse is at.
That's Chicago, or where's Dixon?
It's west of Chicago.
Okay. On towards Rockford or something.
Yeah, it's west of Rockford, a little ways,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But I mean, that's where our merchandise. And they keep a lot of, I don't want to say basic, but a lot of things in their warehouse. But like our nuts and bolts, we'll buy them. They deal with Hillman, which is nut and bolt company. We just buy right direct from Hillman, and then we just have our invoices ship go through Do It Best. That's same with Whirlpool. We buy through another distributor, but it goes through Do It Best. That's
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But a separate truck. So are you getting
separate truck? Yes.
Do you get a weekly delivery?
Get a weekly delivery from Do It. Yes.
Uh huh. And is that? I know. You know, a lot of small town grocery stores have trouble with distribution, like getting enough volume to do it. Is that difficult, or are they? Do they work with you on those volumes?
They work with you. I mean, they require a certain amount of. You have to buy a certain amount. First, to get them to stop. Second, you have to buy a certain amount to get kind of a decent rate on your freight rate, because they charge you to drop. But the more you buy, you get a better rate on your.
Sure.
So I mean, they'll work with you, but you have to.
Stipulations.
Stipulations. Yeah. There you go. Couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. It's a demands game, like everything else, or
yeah,
you know, it's supply and demand,
yeah,
and volume and all that, and they build different tiers, and
yep,
yeah, that's pretty typical in any business, I
yes,
guess. And everybody's looking to get a competitive edge and shave dollars or save dollars or something like that. So
yep.
Interesting. So even your paint then, or is that a different distributor?
Paint comes through Do It. Yes.
Okay.
We will certain times of the year or Valspars, who we deal with, we all get some paint right from Valspar, a little bigger shipment than what we can get through Do It, get a little better price on it. But for a lot of it, we get right through the DeWitt Center, the warehouse out of Dixon.
Okay.
And there again, Valspar, they've been on there. They were bought out here just a few years ago too. So that things are consolidating in all industries.
Ever changing landscape, yes, out there. And yeah, that's, you know, with cars or farm equipment or anything like that. It's, yep, there's always mergers going on. So what's your favorite part of the business?
It used to be the service work. I loved service work. Mm-hmm. When my dad got, my dad stayed in the business till he passed away, basically.
Okay.
But he just wanted to be in the store he liked a cup of coffee, talk to people.
Sure.
He just wanted to be there, he enjoyed people. And he just said he couldn't do that end, take care of the business, but he'd like to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled myself off the road. It was easier, at least I found it easier to find someone to do the technical work out there, and I could take care of the business, the ordering, the bookwork end of the business was something my dad just dreaded. I can't say I'm really fond of it either, but he said he didn't want to deal with it anymore, so I had to make a choice, and I just felt it easier for me to take care of that and find someone to help out on the road. And I've grown, so I enjoy being in the store talking with people.
Sure.
That's really, whether they come in and just BS or they come in and buy something, that's what's become enjoyable to me.
Good. I hear you completely. You know, as you live longer and get to know more people, and you know their kids, and you know, mm-hmm, that, you know, that sort of thing, it becomes like there's a ton to talk about. So that's, so you handed that part of the business off to Aaron then. And
yes.
Aaron, why don't you give us, I find it just fascinating that you guys do so much beyond a hardware store. Tell us more about your day-to-day and what's going on out there as far as deliveries and HVAC systems, and what should we be looking for and maintenance and that sort of thing on our HVAC. The mic is yours, so let's...
Right. Yeah, so day-to-day, it's just getting everybody going where they're supposed to be, get the schedule going, who's going where, what's scheduled to go out today, just trying to keep everybody busy, and what needs to be done and what do we have. What did we get in supplies? Do we have this part yet? Keeping track of all that.
Sure.
For thinking about your furnace for the year, simple things you can do at your house is, check the venting, outside, if that a bird put a bird nest in there or a bee's nest. Those are simple things. Checking the filters, making sure you take the plastic off the filters.
Sure.
When you put those in. Inside the furnace, easy things the homeowner can look for be like the hoses. So there's a lot of pressure system checks inside the furnace, all safety things. And if those hoses get cracks or holes in them, the furnace won't run, kind of thing. So
right.
Checking out the burners, see how rusty it is, look for water damage. These are all simple things the homeowner can look for.
Right. And do you also offer just like a spring tune-up or fall check?
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
do you do a lot of those? A lot of people do that? Or is it to kind of wait for the crisis and it doesn't work on Christmas Eve to...
It's kind of a mix of both, yeah.
Okay.
It's a mix of both. We don't have like a lot of the companies are moving toward like you pay them yearly and that you get that check. So we've never moved to that. It's
That's interesting. They have like a retainer or something?
It's like guaranteed income for them, which I understand why the industry's moving that way. But yeah, you pay a yearly fee and they come out and they do those checks for you, and that's just part of that yearly.
You don't have to worry then about forgetting as a homeowner to call and schedule maintenance or something like that. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And can you repair all different types? Are all, let's say it's appliances, so it's like it's a kitchen stove. Are they all the parts kind of interchangeable? So whether you have a Maytag
Of course not. The ones we carry are all pretty interchangeable, but we can get parts for basically all models. Some of them are harder to get, like Samsung. We can get them. It just takes longer. So as long as the homeowner understands, like, those parts are harder to get. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You know. But you don't. That doesn't just. If someone buys a house and they have some appliances in there and they don't know where they came from, they can call you and you mm-hmm. can give them the straight up on what, you know, if you can service it and that sort of thing. It doesn't make any difference to brand.
No.
You get after all of them.
Yep, all brands. Same with furnaces, all brands. And those are, most of those are super easy to get parts for all of them too. There are some brands that try to make it harder to get their parts unless you're...
exclusive.
Yeah, but you can still get them. It just... again, takes a little longer.
Sure.
There are ways around that.
you can plumb around that one or right, something yeah, like that. Yeah. Do you like plumbing and electrical too, or is that not part of your world?
More plumbing because we have a guy we subcontract out, Aaron Witt. We work with him a lot. So we do a lot more plumbing that way than we do electrical stuff. But if it's inside the house, we say we can work on it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean... Dad's not fond of the handyman label, but there's no easier way to like really right. explain what we do, but like fixing faucets or replacing faucets, small things, light fixtures. I mean, our day is filled up with those too.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, that's a needed service for sure.
Toilets.
Yeah.
Water heaters, water softeners. I mean, just if it's inside the house, we can work on it.
Wow. And this, so hence the home center. Lynn's Home Center, because right. you're really servicing everything within the house itself. And I saw generators. You do some generator business as well?
Well, we did. Before the pandemic, we did a lot more with generators. We've moved away from installing generators now, but we still work on them. Like we uh-huh. do the oil changes and the maintenance on them, and if there's problems, we go out and fix them and stuff, but we've moved away from installing generators.
Sure. Interesting.
Right.
And what else? I know earlier we were talking about the fact that you guys do some financing and things like that as well. Tell us about how that works.
Right. So, depending on how much you, put down up front and then what your credit is, I mean, we have in-store financing options and we work with Synchrony. If you don't have the ability to pay so much down or the have sure. the greatest of credit.
Okay.
So there are different ways to try and help out you to, because I mean a furnace and AC, these are big purchases.
Yeah.
So the in-house financing, obviously you're going to get the best rate from us. I think that's only a 1 or 3% interest.
1.5.
1.5. Yeah. You're not going to get that interest rate anywhere else
yeah. Like on a home equity loan or something
right,
like
right.
that.
Right.
We will try and work with you. It's just we Synchrony or we have Wells Fargo is another one we can deal with. We can't go out a long ways. I mean, if you can pay substantial down and like pay it off within 6 months, I mean, we can work with you then.
Right.
But if you can't afford, like he said, the furnace and air, I mean, you're dealing with a fair amount of money. So, I mean, if you can't afford that weekly, then we can work with these other companies, try and get you financing that way.
Sure. And I'm really removed because I don't have air conditioning and I burn a lot of wood. What, like, if you have a gas furnace and it needs to be replaced, what are we talking these days for a swap out on a forced air?
On a furnace, you're
ballpark.
You're ballparking $4,500 to $5,000. Yeah. I mean, that depending on how big the furnace is. Here again, like Comfort Maker is the brand we sell and gas furnaces. They have multiple models that you can buy. We don't go with their fanciest one because I don't like a lot of... trying to eliminate some of the controls on them. If we can get the efficiency without loading it down with controls, because controls go bad, and...
some of those controls are expensive.
Yes.
yeah.
So maybe... we don't go with their top model, but there's a couple models in there that we sell quite a bit of that are 96 to 97% efficient, and... they don't have quite as many controls as the top one they sell. The top one they sell is a modulating one. The one we sell the most of is just a two stage gas valve.
Okay. And what is your service area? Is it kind of like Monroe and Vernon, La Crosse, or how does that work? What, or is, how far out do you go?
Well, we do Monroe, Vernon. We don't go into La Crosse, but I mean, we have been out like St. Joe that way. We put in furnaces down in Reedstown.
Okay.
We've been in Ontario, Lafarge, Norwalk, Wilton.
Right.
We've been in Sparta some. Coon Valley, we 30 miles, I suppose. I guess I've never really
sat down
and seen, just tracked it. But I mean, it's about 30 miles from home.
And how many trucks do you have on the road service?
Two a lot of times.
Two a lot. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. And then that's doing delivery, installs, and maintenance.
Okay.
And when we were talking about, he was talking about this handyman service, we've had people call and we've moved their furniture for them. I mean, that's they older people or people that are new to the area, they don't know who to call, and
right.
they've called up and, yeah, we'll move it for you. That's no problem.
Wow.
or moving appliances.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing, especially with aging homeowners, like moving the appliances upstairs. It's a thing, you're not going to find another appliance store that does that. Without getting another contractor, so just cut out one of the contractors, and
we can
do all that for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Very good. What else are we forgetting to talk about in the hardware business or the Lynn's Home Center business?
Well, I did want to add in when you're talking about the consolidating and then the of businesses. So when you're talking about Comfort Maker, that's a Carrier.
Okay.
So when you're talking about it, they're all combined with all these smaller companies in with them. That's ICP, but that's all part of the Carrier family.
Okay, right.
We just didn't go with Carrier because you had to go to Madison to get parts. Or Comfort Maker, we can just drive to La Crosse. See,
I was going to say that's La Crosse.
Yeah. So if we get an emergency, it's not an all day thing to go get a part and come back and get the furnace running.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And anything else that we're forgetting about?
Well, we've been fortunate over the years to have good employees because it does. The business doesn't work unless we have good people there.
Sure.
And over the years, we've been fortunate to have good employees. And now, right now, because we're kind of in a transition area from second generation to third generation.
Sure.
And we do have very good employees. I mean, they know what they're doing. And we have Jane Clark in the store and stuff part-time. Our paint department, we have the computerized color so they can bring that in and get it matched. That's
fixing screens.
Yeah. I mean, we do screen repair.
Lamps.
Yeah, nice. I mean.
All things that are needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Well, again, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to the folks from Lynn's Home Center. You are listening to WDRT 91.9 FM in Viroqua. Name of the show is Conversations. This is a show that's on every week on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. It's a show that has a rotating group of hosts that talk to a rotating group of folks about a little bit of everything like we're doing today. So again, today we're talking to the folks from Lynn's Home Center, and we'll be right back. Thank you. All right, we are back, and during our break, Duane was telling me about an old customer by the name of Eldon Rumpy. What was his claim to fame?
Well, Eldon, he was a dairy farmer who retired, and then he wanted something to do, so he worked for us for a while.
Okay.
And he went out with me on. Actually, he was with me, and then Lori's father worked for us for a number of years too. We had retired farmers as our that worked with me when I was out working, because they knew a little bit about everything. When you're on the farm, you have to know a little bit about everything, because you can't hire everything done.
Sure.
So I always thought they were great for employees, because they knew how to do different things. They knew how to do things I didn't know how to do, so it really helped me out a lot. But Eldon always used to talk about that. We'd be out on a job, and he always would tell the customers if they were talking about doing this and that. He said, well, the difficult we do right away, and the impossible just takes a little longer. That's that.
So exactly.
I always kind of...
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, that's right.
From a retired dairy farmer. So that's what is the store motto again? Aaron, weren't you talking about that?
Yeah, so it's if we don't have it, you don't need it.
That sums it up right there.
Right.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit more about Cashton itself and the history of Cashton. And, you know, Cashton always is looking good. Seems to be sitting pretty. Organic Valley built a big new facility out there. I suppose that's 10 years ago or more by now. But that must have been good for the community and employment and tax base and that sort of thing. And there's several. Organic Valley has their warehouse there and their production facility. And then there's multiple other cheese factories there. Hill and Valley, but there's a new name now, right?
Yeah, it's Old Country Farms is what it's called now. And then Pasture Pride, I mean, they buy their cheese from Old Country Farms, and then process or cut it up, and then they have their own store there on right on 27.
Sure.
And we have Maple Valley, which is maple syrup.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
they have been growing. They've been growing a lot. They took over the old elevator building. They've remodeled that. They've moved their production over to that building. They have been expanding greatly in the last 5 years.
Wow,
Just on employees, but just on what they're doing over there. It's kind of amazing what they maple syrup, and there's a lot of maple syrup produced in the area. There's a lot of farms that ship the sap up to those.
Right, just the raw, straight from the trees.
Right from the trees.
Truck it, and then they actually boil it down there and
They'll boil it on the farm, but it's still they still have to process it at up there.
Filter it or something like that. Yeah, get it. Yeah, I know. I think I saw on social media that the co-op was out in Oregon at a trade show or at a customer show or something like that. So, yeah, they're certainly getting around. And I suppose that that also, I know you have a huge Amish population in the Cashton area. They probably bring they're part of the maple syrup co-op as well, maybe?
Yeah, I know there's some that sell to the Maple Valley, and they're some of them are also getting into Cashton Farm Supply, which is also up in Cashton. They're in the chicken business,
eggs, and mainly
eggs, mm-hmm. And there are some farms out there that the Amish are taking care of.
Sure.
So I mean, they're helping out that way also. So
yep. And the Amish folks too. Just in reading up on Cashton a little bit of the history, it seemed like in the mid '60s is when The Amish population started settling in the Cashton area, and right now it's sizable, and they have some beautiful farms out there. And through the years, they've had to diversify too, as grade B milk, meaning milk produced without refrigeration, essentially. Mm-hmm. The demand for that has become smaller, so they've diversified into other avenues. What can you tell us about the Amish population in
it's growing considerably. I mean, they when they first came to town, they were basically out on Clinton Ridge, and now they're east of town, down towards Ontario, towards Norwalk. They're on the other out down by Little Burg of Nuri. I don't know if everybody knows where that's at, but mm-hmm. They're on PC out through there. So I mean, they've expanded around Cashton considerably. A lot of them aren't just into dairy anymore. I mean, they woodworking or quilting or bakeries or the vegetables. They raise vegetables to sell over at their auction place.
Right on D.
Yeah. And greenhouses. My wife, she likes to go out in the spring to the greenhouses and check out the flowers.
Irish Ridge. They have beautiful, right now pumpkins are in high season, so if you need pumpkins and fall things, they're all ready to go.
Oh yeah, yes.
Right, and I'm sure they frequent your store as well. I know they have some of their own stores and things, but I'm sure they're in town quite a bit, supporting the local businesses as well.
Well, yeah, they come to town. We see them every day. I mean, they need basic hardware like everybody else does.
Absolutely. Keeping a farmstead up.
Yep.
Right. And getting back to the cheese factories that are there, there's a specialty cheese called Justo?
Justo, yes.
Justo? Okay, yeah. Yep. So I know that's like a Finnish or a Scandinavian cheese. Do you know much about that, or...?
I don't know. I'm not. I've personally had it. It's okay.
Okay. This is not a plug for the. No, I've had it. So it's like a bread cheese. You grill it up. It's very.
Yeah.
It's a different. It's a different thing. It's not like a sandwich cheese. It's something that you put on the grill and have it a little side and.
Yeah.
It's like a baked cheese. It's quite interesting. So you got to go try it for yourself and see how that treats you. And then a number of different implements and things going on. Portland implement has expanded over the years.
Yep.
Moved up from Portland, Wisconsin to the corners right there outside of Cashton. What year was that? It's probably 20 years ago or something? Or?
I would guess it's getting close to that now, yes.
But they're really big, and Hunt Implement has been a staple of the farming world forever and ever. They're in town.
Yeah, they're right across in the bank over there, the bank built their building over there.
Sure, and what about dining out? I know Badger Crossing is in town.
Badger Crossing, then Bobby John's, which was closed for a little while. It started back up again. So,
okay.
And he offers breakfast and dinner and are the two main, and then he will be open in the evening on Friday nights. I know he's open for fish.
Okay.
So
there's plenty to do there.
You got Peck's Corners out there.
Yeah, that's right.
You got Peck's Corners. And if you wanted to drive downhill down to Melvina, you got Brenda's and
Footjoy.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know they've been on a number of shows here at WDRT, and they're kind of a specialty to do pizzas and things like that as well.
Yep.
So plenty to do around Cashton. What else? Well, the Cashton Fall Festival is just about a month ago, huh? Did you have a float for that one this year?
We had a float for it this year. Our daughter, she's... great at coming up with ideas and
creative department.
Yeah, she's
14th floor.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Our creative department. She had help. Her son Kalen, who is we forgot to mention him too. He's works part time at the store too. He's 16 years old and he's been coming in after school and worked the summers to help out too in the store and whatever we needed done. But
and it's part of family, or
that's part of the family.
All right.
We got kind of a family operation going on.
Very good. Do you ever stop and count out how many people are on the payroll?
Yeah. I don't like to do that.
Only on Fridays.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes it's best not to look.
Yeah. Maybe,
or something like that.
I'll just make out the check and move on.
Hope for the best.
Yeah.
Well, great. What else? What else can we talk about in closing here? Anything else we're forgetting about in Cashton or with your store, or talk about the neighbors, or what should we do here in closing?
You got ideas over there?
My ideas. I shot out some stuff to Dwayne this morning. We were talking about the area that we service and, you know, represent. And, you know, everybody is calling it the Driftless area now, right?
Sure.
So we talked about, you know, where we have service people. But we also want to thank all of the support that we get from the Cashton local community, plus all of the outlying support that we are starting to grow and expand our business. Without our customers, we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's well said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
we've been looking at some other avenues for advertising, and they came up with that over 40% of our business comes right from Cashton, the Cashton area,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, is great that we have so much support right at home. And it does leave room that we need to do a better job, because there are people that we can reach, should be able to reach, that we're not right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a kind of a double-edged sword there, but it's great to know that we are supported locally so well. And in the Driftless area, I mean, like down here in Viroqua, you have Nelson's and you got Tractor Supply out there, and you
sure.
have Walmart for hardware. But
mm-hmm.
we do come down here quite a bit with the appliances, with the heating and air, water heaters, and things like that. The bigger items we sell, we get around down here more than just the hardware. They'll go to their local hardware store and get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to add that the other side of that 40% from in Cashton means we get a lot of people from outside of Cashton that come in. So it's really supported by the neighboring communities, and it's those neighboring communities that really appreciate us being there. So
sure.
they don't have to drive all the way to the big city.
Sure.
You know, people from Norwalk and Ontario region.
Right.
Right.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a great reminder to be supporting our local businesses. I mean, we're going to need them on Christmas Eve when our furnace goes out. So we got to make sure that we're giving them business year-round to keep them active and healthy and supporting and employing their own families and that. Well, thanks, folks, for being here, and thanks for listening today. You're listening to WDRT in Viroqua. Our name of our show is Conversations, and we look forward to being with you next week. Have a great day.